pick a spot on the wall right now. Pick a spot on the wall. I use this fireplace. I'm in Ohio and I'm not in front of a fire. I use this fireplace for people to look at. But I just want you to find something in your field of vision. And right now, keeping your eyes open, I want you to just look at that thing right now. In a moment, we're going to take a nice, slow, deep breath through our nose. We're going to let it out all the way out till there's no breath left. And we're just going to pause. We're going to do that a couple times. And then we're going to do something slightly different. And then we're going to go into hypnosis together. And then I'm going to deepen that hypnosis. And then we're going to start the hypnotic meditation. All right? Nice, slow, deep breath, keeping your eyes open through your nose right now. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Hold it. Close your eyes and breathe out through your mouth. Open your eyes and breathe in through your nose. Close your eyes and breathe out through your mouth all the way. Breathe in through your nose with your eyes open. Now on the count of three, we're going to let it all out at once. 3, 2, 1. Again, breathe in. Same thing. 3, 2, 1. And you can close your eyes and just breathe. And just be. And just notice the surroundings that you have right now. Notice the sound of my voice. Maybe there's other noises around, sounds. Notice how you're feeling the temperature of the room. Are you warm? Are you chilly? Are you covered up with a blanket? Feel your clothes and your skin. Your eyes are closed, so that you shouldn't really be looking at anything. Feel yourself breathe in. Feel yourself breathe out. If you can, feel your heart rate. Just be very present to where you are. In a moment, I'm going to have you open your eyes, and we're going to give you some more instructions. Okay, go ahead and open your eyes and just stare at that spot that you picked out of the fire that's behind me, whichever you can see. In a moment, I'm going to say these words to you. It's very simple. I'm going to say, close your eyes and go into hypnosis. And whatever that means for you, you're going to do it. You're going to go to that deep part of your unconscious. You're going to go there, and you're going to connect with it and make that connection. And that connection will be deep, and it will be alignment. It will be congruence. It will be just a wonderful experience, as I tell you, to do that. Then I'll count backwards from 10 to 1, and each time I say a number, you're going to go one level deeper, one level lower, one level more relaxed. And then we'll have some more instructions when we get there, all right? All right, my friends, close your eyes and go into hypnosis now. That's right. That's right. Just breathing normally. And going deeper and deeper now, just letting your whole body relax and all the tension relax. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. Each number will take you one level deeper, one step deeper. As I count 10, 9, 8, 7, deeper and deeper, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all the way down now. I want you to think of a rock being thrown off the side of a boat into a deep pond, and it just sinks all the way down to the bottom. That's right. Let that wave of relaxation go through your entire body now. In a moment, I'm going to say the word relax 4 times. Each time I say the word relax, you'll go 10 times deeper than you are right now. Until I say that 4th one, and you're going to go all the way to the bottom of your unconscious, the deepest part of your unconscious mind. Total physical and mental relaxation as I count, as I say the word relax. 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 All the way down now. Just letting yourself go. Feeling so good. Imagining that all the troubles of the world are just 1,000 miles away. I want you to imagine that you are on a pathway, a gravel pathway. I like to imagine gravel pathways because they make that wonderful crunching noise when you walk on them. I just think that noise is so soothing. And that gravel pathway is in the middle of the countryside. And that there are hills rolling in every direction, and mountains in the distance. And the sun is out and it's beautiful and bright and it's springtime and all the snow is melted and there are flowers coming up. Those flowers are open toward the warm, friendly, wonderful sun. Just a couple of clouds in the sky. It's so beautiful out and some trees in the distance. The hills are covered with the beautiful green grass that sways in the wind and the breeze, and you feel that breeze upon your face. It's a warm breeze, a very comforting one. And wherever the sun touches you, you just feel rejuvenated and relaxed and wonderful. I'd like you to just start walking forward on this path and imagine it the best that you can. And if nothing comes to mind, just listen, and your unconscious mind will do everything that it needs to do right now to make you feel relaxed. It's a beautiful stroll, and you walk down this gravel pathway, and it winds around one of the hills. And with every step that you take in your imagination, you go deeper and more relaxed and more present, and the scene becomes more vivid. And you can even smell. It's a beautiful spring day with beautiful fragrance of flowers, and you come around the corner of one of the smaller hills, and there's a beautiful villa or a mansion or whatever. It's a big, beautiful building. Maybe it's one that you recognize from your past, or maybe your unconscious mind is giving you something brand new, but it's so big and so beautiful. It's 2 floors, and it's got a beautiful, large entryway, and it's just such a beautiful thing. This villa, this magnificent house. And however it looks to you, there's surprises on the inside. We're going to walk up to the front door, and the front door is locked. And instinctively, you put your hand in your pocket and pull out the key, because you always have the key. You always have the key. And you put the key in the door, and it opens right up, and you walk into this beautiful house, and you notice that this house is wrapped around a big courtyard, a huge inside courtyard. And you walk over to the edge of that courtyard, and it's almost as big as a football field. It's just huge on the inside. And there are groves of orange trees. There are about 50 or 60 orange trees there, and a couple of grapefruit trees. And the oranges that you see there are deep red, beautiful blood oranges. And if you've ever had a blood orange, they're so sweet, they smell so good. You can smell the orange blossoms, and whether or not you like oranges or not, the blossoms are very sweet and they smell so good. They fill your whole head with a sense of that wonderful fragrance. And the oranges are just so perfectly ripe, and they're a deep red, a deep blood color of red, just like their name implies. And if you so desire, you can pluck one off of the tree, and it just comes right off into your hands, and you put your fingers into the skin and pull away. You feel the the spray of the citrus in your face. It's almost funny how it gets you. And as you open this orange up, it's so red on the inside. It's so deeply red. You peel the whole orange away, and there's a little trash can there that you put in all those skins. And you open the orange up, and again, it's just so juicy and so delicious. It just looks so good. It smells so good. If you've ever had a blood orange before, they are the sweetest, most delicious oranges in the world. And if not, you can just imagine the most delicious orange that you've ever had in your entire life. And you take a piece out and you put it in your mouth, if you so desire. And it just fills your whole head with flavor. They're so sweet and so delicious. It doesn't even taste like an orange. It tastes like almost as sweet as candy. But it's natural and it feels good. It's what the earth has given you. You look around all the beautiful trees and smell the beautiful blossoms. And look at the big yellow grapefruit hanging from a couple of the trees. And as you look down, you see that in the middle of this courtyard, in the middle of all of these trees that have been planted by somebody and that gives such good life and beautiful life, is a reflecting pool that is huge. It takes up almost the entire courtyard inside of the trees. It's about 200 feet long and about 50 feet wide. And there's a marble, red marble ledge that goes around the entire edge of the reflecting pool. It's bigger than a normal swimming pool. In fact, it's huge, and the water is very still and very beautiful. And the light of the sun reflects through the opening of the courtyard and reflects off of all the water that's there. And you see just off to your right a changing booth, and you can walk over to that, and there's a swimsuit that's just waiting for you. It's a perfect size for you, and you look great in it. You put it on, and you see yourself in the mirror, and you like what you see. You like the person you're looking at. And you walk out and sit on that ledge and move your feet over and put your feet into the water, and it's about 5 or so feet deep. It's deep enough that you can walk in and still keep your head above the water. And then as you put your feet in, your feet are so warm. It's just such a wonderful warm feeling. And it just goes up through your whole body, and it's almost like the water is thicker than normal water. Like it's more substantial. You just see the water just rippling as you put your feet in up to your knees, and you decide to get all the way in. The water comes all the way up to your shoulders. Or if you're a little taller, up to your chest or your stomach. You put your hands in and everything feels so good, and you decide to just lay back in the water. And your feet go up. You're just perfectly buoyant in this water. It's almost like swimming in salt water. But the water is actually very fresh and pure and clean. And as you lay back in the water and your head goes into the water up to your ears and your face is still outside, you just float there. You start to float down the whole length of the pool. And the water becomes still again as it embraces you. It almost feels like an embrace. And you just start to relax and just feel so good as the water conforms around your head, your shoulders and your arms and your hands and your torso and your legs and your feet. It's the perfect temperature. It's warmer than bathtub water and just a little cooler than a hot tub. So peaceful and so nice. You just float there and look up at the beautiful sun. Oh, the sun is just so warm, and the beams and the rays of the sun just touch everything on you. It feels so good. It's so purifying. And I want you to imagine that if there's any toxins, any discomfort, any trauma, any emotional pain that you are carrying with you right now, that it just seeps into the water around you. That the water pulls all of that out. And I want you to imagine for a second that you are looking down on yourself, floating in the water, sitting in the water. It's almost like the water is just holding you up. And I want you to have that bird's eye view of yourself. And I want you to see around you that all those toxins are coming out in some dark colors. It's coming off of your shoulders and out of your head and your feet and your legs. And if there's any discomfort, if there's anything you need to get rid of today, if there's anything that you just need to let go of so that you can relax fully, you just see it seeping into the water. And then you see it go into the drain. It goes immediately into the drains in the bottom and the side of the pool, and you see it drain away from you completely. And it goes right to the filter. And it gets completely filtered out. The water becomes purified again, and it returns through the returns in the bottom of the pool, pure and clean. And just imagine that this cycle takes place of the toxins leaving your body, of the traumas leaving your body, of whatever it is you need to leave your body, just seeping out into the water, going into the drain, being filtered out and returning again until the water is perfectly clear and perfectly natural. And you see yourself from that bird's eye view looking down until you are there again, just floating in pure, clear, blue water. And as those toxins leave your body, as that trauma leaves your body, as that stress leaves your body, you can just see yourself relaxing. And as you drift back down into your body, you feel so much better now as you just let go. And the water is again so pure, everything has been filtered out, and you just feel so much better. Take some time to disconnect from any mind chatter. Just calm your mind. Thoughts come, they'll come and pass. Just breathe normally and deeply. Breathing in peace. Breathing in comfort. Breathing in serenity. Breathing out any tension that may be there. Just floating perfectly in the water. All of your muscles relaxing. All of your nerves relaxing. And it feels so good. To focus on each part of our body right now and just make sure that we feel relaxed and clean and clear and filtered so that we can go through our day just feeling so good from now on. And I'd just like you to connect with your head. Pay attention to your head as you're floating in this pool. As you float in this pool, focus on your forehead and your face. Consider your eyes looking up in the sky and the sun, or maybe they're closed in your imagination now. Just imagine how important your eyes are to you, everything that they take in. How they help you identify people. How they help you internalize information and appreciate beauty. No pair of eyes is exactly alike. Your eyes are completely unique like snowflakes. Consider the beautiful colors and the intricate designs and dimensions of the eyes. Connect with your ears too, that are just at the waterline, or maybe above it, or maybe below it. Admire their dynamic shape and ability to listen. In your mind, repeat, thank you, eyes, and thank you, ears, as you lay and float in that water in deep appreciation. Connect now with the nose and your mouth, taking a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Express appreciation for the natural filtration system of the nose, the tiny hairs that help filter the air that you breathe. Offer thanks for your lips. Offer thanks for your teeth. Offer thanks for your tongue that allows you to enjoy every variety of flavor, especially those oranges we just ate a few minutes ago, and anything that you get to taste in real life. And think to yourself, thank you, nose. Thank you, mouth, as you sit in appreciation. Moving down your spine, as you lay comfortably in that water, feel the strength of these important bones. And if you have any tension or trouble, you can just let them be at ease as you float in this wonderful reflecting pool, just drifting. You can thank your bones that keep your body moving and erect. And straighten your head and your neck as you repeat to your back, thank you, spine. And thank you, back. Now connect with your arms, bringing your attention all the way down to your fingertips, connecting with the muscles here and the delicate bones of your hands. Holding appreciation in your awareness, repeat. Thank you, arms. Thank you, hands. Shifting your attention to your chest now. Once again, noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest and abdomen as you breathe. Notice your heart beating in harmony with the rhythm of your breaths, repeating in your mind, thank you, lungs. Thank you, heart. Bring your attention to your abdomen, the core of your body. Breathe into it, considering all of the organs that make up your core. Stomach and the intestines and their many important jobs and functions. And if there was any discomfort before you came here, you can just let that go and notice how much better you can choose to feel and put your attention anywhere else. Repeat in your mind, thank you, core, and thank you, stomach. Moving down to your legs now that are just sitting, floating in the water. Feel the strong bones here and the muscles that help you walk. Connect with your feet, appreciating every tiny muscle and bone here, and repeat, thank you, legs. And thank you, feet. Sometimes when we connect with the body, we become critical, and you may have noticed your mind drifting into judgment from time to time as you explored your body here. If so, take a few moments and return to all the areas where appreciation might have been a challenge. Sit with these parts and allow any thoughts to surface, good or bad or in between. Now clear the mind once again, using a breath. Creating a blank slate, making room for appreciation. Letting all of those dark thoughts, those toxins, those traumas just drift away. Being sucked down the drain, filtered out as that water returns pure and clean. You've let go of any doubts or negative self-talk and see that your body is what it truly is, a remarkable thing and a true gift. Your body protects you, it nourishes you. It allows you to experience everything that life has to offer and take a few minutes and just treasure it, appreciating it for its uniqueness and its divine beauty, feeling appreciation flowing from the top of your head, flowing into your spine, down into the arms and fingers, spreading through your chest and abdomen, down into the legs and feet, feeling your whole body glowing with gratitude. In a moment, I'm going to encourage you to just let yourself sink into the water one last time, all the way down for just a moment. It's just a few feet deep. And you just let yourself sink, being enveloped by all the purifying, clean, beautiful water as you go deeper and deeper. And just let everything that needs to go explode out of you completely. And any healing, calm and peace soak deeply into every tissue of your body and your mind and your soul as you come back up to the surface. I'm just going to let you float here as long as you desire. You can stay in this state as long as you want, and when it's time for you to wake up, it's time for you to come back to full waking consciousness, you will in your own time. Feeling so rejuvenated and relaxed, you will notice how for the rest of the day you will feel so good. Everything will be calm, and you'll be able to carry all of these wonderful feelings of relaxation, peace, serenity, and calm throughout the rest of your day today, no matter what you have to do. Whenever you want, you can come back to this reflecting pool and reflect on the reflection as you reflected. Come back to this place of peace and serenity and safety. You may end up falling asleep now, and that's fine too. Or wanting to sleep, and that's okay. If you have the time, the inclination, you can do that. Just allow yourself for the rest of this day, for the rest of the next few days to allow this healing moment to change your perspective on everything, to be nourished, to be relaxed, to be aware, and to be mindful. And just notice that as all the toxins have now completely left, as the trauma, the stresses have seeped away and have been purified and filtered, that you carry this warm, comfortable, soothing experience with you for the rest of these few days. And so at your own pace, only as quickly or as slowly as you feel is necessary or comfortable. Whether it's a few moments or a few hours, you can stay floating in this wonderful reflecting pool, reflecting on yourself, feeling this wonderful serenity. You'll come all the way back to full waking consciousness when you are ready. And you'll bring all of this wonderful experience back to your waking mind. Your conscious mind will accept all of the wonderful things that have happened. And you will begin to notice throughout the day how much better you feel. And it will allow you to do things with wonderful capability. Because when you are calm and when you feel good, you do things well. And so as you continue to float in this pool, I will tell you that you can come back whenever you want, whether it's a few minutes or a few hours, and bring this experience with you through the rest of the week. And so, my dear friends, continue to float until your unconscious mind brings you all the way back to the surface.